nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Just had a very frustrating day. I spent the entire morning covering a stupid dog show, so I wrote this to blow up some steam. Listen to this. Society came out on all fours today at the 5th annual Pedigree Dog Show. Industrialist Henry Pryor bragged that his dog was cheaper than his wife, the license was less, and the dog came with a fur coat. Wait, there's more. Socialite Annabelle Eastwick is so fat that when she bent over to pet her dog, there were reports of a lunar eclipse. Eclipse.
Listen, I can't believe you say mean things about people.
Apparently these are supposed to be jokes.
But what if you hurt somebody's feelings? You never know who's listening. On Meepos, we have a saying. If he biggy hoch be doi, or hoch be the bad, bad sticky. Enough said?
Not quite enough, no.
It says, if you spit into a windstorm, you better carry an umbrella.
Well, Malky, don't worry. I'm not a big spitter.
No, doesn't it mean... If you say something cruel about someone, it might come back to haunt you.
Balky, this is humor. In America, people pay big bucks to go to Las Vegas so that Joan Rivers or Don Rickles can insult them in front of their loved ones.
Don Rickles, he's Wayne Newton's favorite comedian.
That's right. That's right. And I hear Wayne loves it when Don makes fun of his mustache.
So, your making fun of the dog show people is like Don making fun of Wayne?
More or less.
Well, then people are going to love when they read your article in the newspaper.
Oh, no. No, Belka. This is not going into the newspaper. This is a joke. This is the article that's going in the paper.
Oh. Well, can we send the joke one to Wayne?
No, I think I'm going to send this to my brother Billy. He'll get a kick out of it. Oh.
Okay, I'll just send Wayne the peanut brittle like I do every month. Cousin, can I try American humor?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, cousin, I guess when they were handing out the lips, you only got one. Why aren't you laughing?
It's hard to laugh with one lip.
Frank, what's a five-letter word for life?
Hell.
That man is burned out. Been working the crime beat too long.
Never seen Frank so down before.
Appleton?
Yes, sir.
When you finish with the dog show story, the publisher wants to see it.
The publisher wants to see my article? But why?
What's the publisher's name?
Mr. Wainwright.
And who sponsored the dog show?
The Wainwright Kennel Club.
Are you making the connection, Appleton?
Oh, yes, right. Got it. The publisher sponsored the dog show.
Good.
See that you put it on the publisher's desk before you leave tonight. He wants to read it first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Gorbley!
I'll get it to him tonight, sir. Falky, did you hear that? The publisher wants to read something I wrote.
Oh, Appleton, I almost forgot. Where's the file in the Fronczak baby I asked for?
You didn't ask for it, sir.
Do I have to ask for everything? Learn to anticipate. Where the hell is going?
Do me a favor, would you? Run the article I wrote up to the publisher. It's in the envelope on my desk.
Okay. I just love when they say, you do, I do, you do, I do, you do, I do. How did they come up with that stuff?
I bet Bruce Willis makes it up. He's a funny guy.
Oh, if you think he's funny, wait until you hear what this little curly-haired joke meister wrote today.
Well, it wasn't really all that funny.
Well, if you'd rather not read it, Larry.
No, I got it right here.
Listen, I'm learning American humor. Marianne, is that your hair or did your head just explode?
It's my hair.
Falky hasn't quite got the hang of it yet. But listen to this. It's hysterical, even if I do say so myself.
Did you swallow a hairball?
Dog shows. A cavalcade of America's favorite pets. By Larry Appleton. Collecting llamas may be this country's latest fad, but man's best friend continues to be the dog.
That's funny. Llamas.
Now, this isn't a funny article. You know what? The publisher must have the funny one. Oh, boy, is he in for a chuckle and a half.
Let's go, Marianne.
Why do we have to go? I want to find out who won the dog show.
Now, Corbin.
How could you do this? How could you take the wrong article to the publisher? Don't you ever read the mail before you deliver it?
Well, of course, the mailmen don't read other people's mail. Unless it's a postcard, Ned, we can't help it.
Right. Oh. Why am I blaming you? I should have known. If I wrote two articles, one would fall into the wrong hands. Appleton's law.
Won't the publisher think it's funny?
No, he won't think it's funny.
Well, don't he understand American humor?
I insulted his dog show.
Well, now, cousin, I don't understand. Is insults funny or not?
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Well, how you tell the difference?
If you insult your boss, it's not.
So, the meepo saying is true.
Well, all I can say is you better get out your umbrella because the spit's gonna hit the fan.
What am I gonna do?
Well,
what are you going to do? What am I going to do? I just told Marianne her head exploded thanks to you.
Balky, I have a bigger problem. My job is in jeopardy.
Oh, I love that show.
You know, the irony is, the publisher would have liked the real article if only he had a chance to read it. If only I could undo what's been done. If only I could switch the articles.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Balky, you and I have to break into the publisher's office and switch the articles.
Oh, no, no. Breaking in is wrong. I'm not doing it, period.
Did I say break in? Bad choice of words. We have to go into the publisher's office. After all, you delivered the wrong mail, didn't you? Didn't you? And it's your duty to deliver the right mail, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Anything less would be irresponsible.
No.
Irresponsible.
No. I don't want it to be irresponsible.
Of course you don't.
What am I going to do?
Balky, you'll have to go down to the publisher's office and switch the articles.
Will you come with me?
All right, I'll come with you. What are cousins for?
Explain to me again, how come we had to climb up 11 flights of stairs?
Because if we took the elevator, someone might see you and find out you delivered the wrong mail.
Oh.
I'm only trying to protect you.
Well, thank you, cousin. Oh, well, the door's locked. Listen, I appreciate everything you tried to do for me, but I'm out of luck.
Now, Balky, don't you know the mailman's oath? Neither rain, nor sleet, nor locked doors shall stay these couriers from the swift execution of their appointed rounds.
Locked doors isn't in there.
Yes, it is. It's in the second verse.
Now listen to me. This is just a hunk, but you know what I think? I think you want to get in there and get your article, and you don't care anything about the mail.
Balky, you're right. I am in deep trouble. I need your help. Please, if I don't get that article back, I'm going to lose my job. But you'll help me now, won't you?
Well,
won't
cousin, you? Cousin,
oh, please.
Cousin, cousin,
please,
cousin,
please.
Stop it. All right, I'll help you.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Is it all fine?
Thank you.
Would you stop it?
Sorry.
Now, the door is locked. How are we going to get in?
Well, do what they did on moonlighting.
I don't know what they did on moonlighting.
I do.
You do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You do?
Will you stop it? Credit card.
Maybe you're over your credit limit.
Oh, great. The part with my name on it is still in the door.
Okay, cousin, maybe we should just go home now.
Wait. The transom. Balky, give me a boost.
All right. You're a snappy dresser.
Not that kind of boost. But thank you. Now lift me up. Here. All right, ready? One, two, three. Okay, good, good. I get it. All right. I'm stepping on your shoulder. I'm stepping on your shoulder. Tell me if I'm hurting you.
Can you reach the knob?
I'm trying.
Almost got it.
How about now?
Got it.
Let's just get the article and get out of here.
Here it is.
All right. Here's the real article.
The security guard. Under the desk.
What are you guys doing?
doing out here?
Well, it's a long story. Because Larry said to me...
What are we doing out here? Isn't it obvious what we're doing out here? We came out here to get our friend off the ledge.
Oh, boy, you never let up.
Not when it comes to the life of a friend. Frank, don't do this.
Leave me alone.
Well, we've done all we can do. Leave this in the hands of the professionals.
Now, Cousin. We've got to stop thinking about ourselves and maybe think about Frank. Maybe he talked to us.
Ducky, these people have experience with this sort of thing.
Get away from that window!
You don't want to talk to them.
I don't know what to say to him.
Well, I think of something.
Go ahead. But be careful. One wrong word and this man's gonna jump.
All right. Frank? Having a bad day?
Thanks for staying out here with me.
You know, Frank, maybe you should get some help.
Cousin Larry's right. You know, if you come out on this ledge again, there's a very good chance we won't be here.
Frank, what do you say we go in?
In a minute. This is the first peaceful morning I've had in 12 years.
I never, never want to go through that again.
I've learned my lesson. All I want is a warm bed, a soft pillow, and to put this night behind me. Good night, Balky.
Good night, Cousin.
Morning, Balky.
Morning, Cousin.